two is the meeting agenda approval. Motion, please.
I'll make a motion, we approve the meeting for February 18th, 2026.
Second it.
Roll call, please.
Coley?
Yes.
Spencer?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Shartiger?
Yes.
Next item is the approval of minutes, January 14th, 2026 work session.
So moved.
Second.
Moving and seconded. Roll call, please.
Coley?
Yes.
Spencer? Abstain.
Wasn't that work session?
Yeah.
Is that what that was? Sorry. Abstain.
Hickey?
Yes.
Shartiger?
Yes.
The next meeting was January 21st, 2026, reorganizational meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Coley?
Yes.
Spencer?
Aye.
Hickey?
Yes.
Shartiger?
Yes.
And the last meeting was January 21st, 2026, regular meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Coley?
Yes.
Spencer?
Same.
Hickey?
Yes.
Shartiger?
Yes.
Any public comments?
I just wanted to introduce myself to the board. I'm Holly Brandhuth. I'm your city council committee person, and I'm here should you need me.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I have a neighbor called, his name is Booth. David.
My husband's people are from Barber Tucky, so.
Okay, moving on. The approval of expense report, January 2026 park and recreation expense report for $260,501.83.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Coley?
Yes.
Spencer?
Abstain.
Hickey?
Yes.
Shartiger?
Yes.
The next item is the January 2026 Legends expense report for $80,764.71.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Coley?
Yes.
Spencer?
Abstain.
Hickey?
Yes.
Shartiger?
Yes.
Any old business? Moving on to the new business. New hirees.
I'll make a motion we approve the new hires for February 18, 2026.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Coley?
Yes.
Spencer?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Shartiger?
Yes.
Field rental requests. I think we have attachments for those.
I'll make a motion to approve the field rental request for February 18th, 2026.
I'll second it.
Roll call, please.
Coley?
Yes.
Spencer?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Shartiger?
Yes.
Item is spring and fall ball field weed control fertilization, not to exceed $9,400. Have an attachment for that here if I can find it.
So moved.
I'll second it.
We have two estimates for all of our baseball and softball fields here. And True Green.
Okay.
is the one.
Normal, every day.
Roll call, please.
Coley?
Yes.
Spencer?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Shartager?
The next item is the purchase of four irrigation controllers to the Legend, not to exceed
So moved.
Second.
Any questions?
What the heck is that?
Or comment?
They control usually two to three holes of the golf course in session. They run the irrigation sprinklers for different sections of the golf course.
You just need new ones, or?
Some of them are the original from the mid-90s. They've become old and obsolete. And we started doing several boxes a year. We did four in 2023, six of them in 2024, and six more last year. So they're running a good buy two, get one free right now. So we're buying four, getting two free boxes right now. So.
All right. I like
anybody else?
For $37,000, I don't think it's free.
About perspective.
Well then. Roll call, please.
Coley?
Yes.
Spencer?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Shartager?
Yes. Item number five is purchase a used bumper rate for the Legends, not to exceed $8,000.
So moved.
Second.
Comments?
That's one heck of a rake, isn't it?
It's a tractor and a rake.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Roll call, please.
Coley?
Yes.
Spencer?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Shartager?
Yes. Item number six, purchase used brush mower for the Legend, not to exceed $38,000.
So moved.
Second. Story on this one.
We currently have one. It's a John Deere. It's from 2005. It's 21 years old. It's done us well. But
Nothing like a deer.
It's served us well for two decades, but it's getting old. Parts are obsolete. It's getting expensive to keep it running, so we're looking at replacing it for another used one, but still newer and available parts.
All right. Any comments? Roll call.
Coley?
Yes.
Spencer?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Shartager?
Yes. The next item is a request to bid the rec center parking lot resurfacing and pavement repair, not to exceed $205,000.
So moved.
Second.
Comments?
This will be put out to bid, obviously, and once we get that back, we'll decide on which company. Or the other options are, we'll do this during shutdown late August. And as I was telling Mr. Hickey earlier, depending on the price, maybe we'll do half this year and half next year, depending on what the bids come back at. This is from our city engineering office. They came through and examined the whole parking lot. So this is what they've given us. That's something for us to start with. We're hoping it obviously comes in less. We'll see.
That's for the whole thing?
Yeah, that's for the whole parking lot. And then,
definitely needs it.
I don't think it's been done since the rec center was built in this aspect with grinding and replacing. There's been patches, the street department patches for us. We resurface it about every 2 or 3 years, or recode it, I should say. But this is the big one, finally, I guess.
In the wrong business, it seems.
Yeah.
Roll call, please.
Coley?
Yes.
Spencer?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Shartager?
Yes.
radio club field day rental at Community Park Pavilion overnight from June 27th at 8 a.m. through June 28th at 8 p.m. We have an attachment on that also.
So moved.
Second.
Comment?
They did this last year. It was very successful for them. No, they didn't disturb the neighbors, which are pretty far apart anyway.
What did they do?
They do ham radios. They have ham radios and call China or wherever, talk on them all night.
See Morse code here?
Yeah, whatever they do. But they've already rented the facility. They've rented the pavilion for those 2 days. We will let the one neighbor know, Julie Harwood Smith's mother, I believe, a relative, I'm not sure if her mother lives right there. And I'll let Julie know, and she said there was no issue last year, so.
Until they come down, they start taking them back up.
They fly drones too.
I don't think she had her hearing aids in when they were
There's only like 4 or 5 cars there overnight as well. There might be 20 or 30 cars there during the day, but there's only 4 or 5 people that stay overnight down there. So.
Roll call, please.
Coley?
Yes.
Spencer?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Chartiger?
Yes. That concludes our new business, and we'll move on to the board report. Joe?
Always reservoir, clean the track. Lately it's been more snow and remove on the track, but they keep cleaning it. Construction of the stream bank has begun. Any of you have gone by up there? They've been there for a couple weeks. Kiwanis, we did a real deep clean on it since it's rented every weekend, so we went in during the week and got everything cleaned up real well. Ogdol, we went and cleaned all the rest of the tables and chairs. They got kind of messy from the youth program in there, so we cleaned them all up. We're gonna look at maybe covering them this year when the kids are up there to help them out a little bit. Trash, we do trash every day as needed. Finding salt as needed. We've been working on some of the repairs in the trucks. Some of our trucks needed some brakes and some other things done to them. Four-wheel drive went out in one. Getting that done. Started the repair and the service on all the equipment. And we did a check on all the restrooms last week to make sure that they were all secure and nothing has happened to them. And seemed like everything was okay through the winter. Just make sure that no one got in them and living in them. So other than that, everything's just going pretty well.
Any questions for Joe? Thank you, Joe. Roll call, please.
Oh.
Oh.
That's all right. You gonna vote on Joe? Vote no on me or what?
Gary.
Yeah, even though we're closed, we stay very busy during the winter time. We just had the carpets cleaned last week. I get emails constantly all day long about tea times. We're booking a lot of hotel groups from the different hotels around the area. I'm getting a lot of requests for groups of 20 to 24, so we're actually, quite a few days are already filled with big groups. Merchandise is coming in for the year. So obviously I have a lot of merchandise coming in that I need to put in the system, price it, and then display it. So we're actually selling merchandise right now and gift cards. So we do have a little bit of revenue coming in. I'm gonna let kind of Greg tell you what his staff does during the winter time also.
We've been working on maintenance. Everything gets oil changes, overhauls, pressure wash, filters, sharpened blades, the works. Our cutting units, all our reels get sharpened. A lot of work goes into those. Everything gets painted. Everything that can be picked up and brought in gets sanded, painted, gets touched up before it goes back out for the spring. Doing lots of inventory, placing orders for the spring, fertilizers, parts, things we need. It's been the first week we've been out in probably 4 weeks out on the course. We're hoping to maybe get out a little more, do some more tree work, and work on some different things on the course. We had one of the two irrigation pumps removed last month. when the ground was frozen and hard, they brought the crane in, pulled it. That's getting a complete overhaul and hopefully brought back here soon. We're working on the shop. We did a lot of snow removal last 3-4 weeks there. Kept us very busy. That's about it. That's been keeping us busy. So.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Look at the patrolling. It said daily patrolling on the golf.
Yeah, it's me and my assistant are the two employees there right now. So we try to get out at least 2-3 times a day when we can get on the cart pass, chase the geese, check for vandalism, you know, just keep eyes on the place all winter long if we can.
I'm just going to say things are going good at the senior center. As you can see in the report, active every day, so we're doing good. Short and sweet.
Any questions?
Short and sweet. Short and sweet. We're done.
Deanna.
Okay, we had 9 birthday party packages sold with a total revenue of $2,400 for the month of January. We offered 18 swim lesson classes with a total of 66 participants. We offered 36 fitness classes for the month of January. As you can see, we continue to market different programs that are coming up and gym closures and things with the volleyball tournaments that we have for the next few months. We did have our first volleyball tournament on Saturday, January 31st, which they start about 7 a.m. Tournament starts at 8 a.m. and they run throughout the day till about 6-7 o'clock. Just depends on the pool play and everything. We have our winter adult volleyball program going on right now. We have women's volleyball on Monday nights, co-ed volleyball on Sundays, and then we also have a rookie volleyball league on Sundays as well. So right now our gym stays pretty busy every day with the club extreme practices and then the different sports programs. We sold 1,003 memberships for the month of January with a total revenue of $26,662.07. Our membership usage was over 11,000, and we sold over 2,300 day passes during the month of January. So a lot of people coming in through the month.
Are your memberships up for the year?
Actually, I checked it. We're down from last January about 70 memberships, which I think is pretty good, you know, considering, you know, the new gyms opening up and things. So, but we were definitely up through the year in the previous year.
Gotcha.
That I reported on in December.
Thank you. Any questions? Thank you, Deanna.
Thank you.
Joe, or rather, Steve.
Joe's up, Joe.
As Joe stated, the reservoir stream bank project is in progress. They're moving in. On the good days with the weather, they've done a lot of work. As you know, with the freezing, I'm sure that slowed them down a little bit.
Yeah, I'd go by today and take a look at it.
Yeah. They're moving. There's a big mess up there, but it's happening. So hopefully in the next few months we'll see big changes. The reservoir pond project, which we agreed for the $200,000 for the design, we're working on that now. We're meeting with EDG on Friday to look at that and see which way this, you know, how that's going to go. And if you remember, we were out of heat on part of this building for 6 weeks, and it finally came in. You know, the coldest part of the year, but we are good now. That was replaced. As this states, rec center parking lot resurfacing. I put this in before I got the information from the engineers. And then the Legends equipment bid lease will be signed here within the next week or so. And then, as Greg stated, the irrigation pump will be installed when they get a good day to come out. We'll have to get a crane out there. So.
Any questions?
And then one of the trivia night, wanted to make sure, I don't know if you mentioned the date on it. Trivia night is March 6th. If anybody's interested, tell your friends, get a team together. There'll be food. Food will be provided, and we have a trivia night. It went really well the last few times we've done it.
What food?
Free.
That's key.
Well, it's $15 a person.
You said what food?
Yeah. It's $15 a person, but we also offer, we have food for all the participants.
Any questions for Steve?
Nope.
All good. Meeting adjourned.